en conversa.
Que ve ten ven con que nada, tú estás bien, que es válido.
Problems, Esther.
Se pendo a ser máquina. Gato tope de mí. Que ve ten ven con que nada.
Nelo to.
Tu som san je dan je jung mo ri dan jung gur jung je do do na ba da lo ma dan de sa je do de ma 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 so bu sen jo sen ju ju wa ne sa ra dan je dan do wa ma ba ju su mo
For the sake of sentient beings, countless in number, as space is limitless in extent, that one must at all times engage in bodhisattva conduct and exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. And the reason for this is that according to the Mahayana teachings, if one does not engage at all times in the conduct of a bodhisattva and listen, reflect, and meditate on the genuine dharma, then the 12 types of excellence or genuineness will not be complete.
Tene dorje tekpe lo la se che lu che la san je ju kon ba do to ba ye re te tar se che la san je ju kon ba do par do na tene sem che tham che kor ba dong la dar be dong le dar be che do ning je chen bu ko ne lang te tene san je ju kon ba do par do na tek pa chen bu la mi ung re te mayim barang kobe dongale torte devatta piche to chen dele sanje kobang dobal do na tene tekpa chen dela yong ma re ko ko karre sana tanda yoe na wa tamba de sang ma re rani devatta pan do na nyor do sanje pan do na tekpa chen dela yong ma re.
So then among these 12 types of genuine practice, the first is called that which is long-lasting, that the practice is long-lasting. And one has in the Vajrayana teachings the means presented for achieving the level of complete Buddhahood in the same body and lifetime, in one lifetime. And if one engages in these practices with the motivation of loving kindness and compassion, wishing to liberate limitless beings from the suffering of samsara, that one then wishes to attain Buddhahood in one lifetime, then in engaging in the practice with this motivation, this will, the Mahayana path will arise in one's mind stream. However, if one attempts to achieve Buddhahood in one lifetime without this motivation, then the Mahayana path will not arise, because the requirement, the prerequisite of the practice being long-lasting will not be present, will not be fulfilled. So in the practice, in the context of the practice of the Mahayana path, the motivation must be present within one's mind to practice for a very long time in order to liberate beings from the various types of suffering and misery that they meet in samsara.
Tene sanju sebe mulan la ya simchin je don do yin ren bo la ka ba che pe ma la me bare mulan tan tun ba yin.
There's also it is in fact an aspiration of a bodhisattva to be able to undergo difficulties, practice asceticism, or undergo difficulties on the path for a very long time in order to be able to aid beings.
So
then, today then Rinpoche will continue with the explanation of the glorious Chandrakirti's entry into the middle path, where today we have arrived at the verse, or at the section describing the fruit of analysis, the result of an of accomplishing the analysis. And what does analysis mean? It means investigating with precise knowledge. It means that logic which analyzes the genuine reality. So the fruit is presented, the result of analyzing genuine reality is presented.
So since
you all have the paper with the verse on it, then you can follow along in the explanation given to the individual words in the root text.
So this
has been then translated into meter. So the translation is just as condensed as the root text. So it says, if things existed, concepts would occur. Having analyzed how things do not, no things existing, these do not occur, just as no fire is found where fuel is lacking.
Te ngopo chetar mehbar yongke se ngopo nam denbar madopa rangi je madopa rangun madopa ngowu madopa lekpar che se mai dikap se repa ma bu che sa bara wa ti jun se tene ngopo mehbar dana mjong pe ngopo mi se che te ngopo te mi mare Denbar tripping up on my bar, ranging to tripping up on my bar, ranging to tripping up on arm, ranging over tripping up on my bar, then I'm a young pay. Tanzanji Tawa Tanzanji Tawa arm Nam don't trip up, then I'm a young pay to go with the pay car a pair. To hang my bar. They hang me a yard saver, a log made out of my. Hink Mela, Hink Maper, Hink May Yaba Main, but digging almost. Oh, yeah, that's all.
So then, the word by word explanation of this, Sorimji said, since we're studying and we're stressing the translation of this, then the explanation is word by word. So it's important to connect the explanation up with the actual, the individual words. So the root text says, if things existed, concepts would occur. So what this refers to then is, in saying concepts, this is, refers to the concepts which conceive the extremes, or concepts clinging to the theoretical extremes, and what is meant by these would mean the extreme of thinking that things arise from themselves, that they, things arise from something intrinsically other than themselves, that they arise from a combination of both of these, or that they arise without a cause, or conceiving of things as lasting, or conceiving of things as coming to complete extinction at some point. All of these are examples of concepts conceiving of extremes. And these concepts occur these concepts would be valid, they would apply validly, if it were the case that things, and nguponam, substances, if these existed. And in saying if things existed, that means if things existed truly. And having true existence would mean that things existed with a substantial nature, that they had within them a substantial essence constituting them as being what they seem to be. And since they do not exist like that, how do we know they do not exist like that? It's through the analysis. So the next line says, having analyzed how things do not, so in this case, a long series of analyses have already been completed in the text, going through the arguments one by one and demonstrating how Ngupunam, the substances, do not exist with their own essence, that they do not have within them a substantial nature constituting them as being truly existent things. And having completed that analysis and seeing how things do not exist, then since no things existing, since there are no things existing, these, that is to say, these concepts conceiving of the extremes, also would not occur. The example for that being that if there is no firewood, then no fire can be made out of it. So where one finds no fire, where fuel is lacking. So then we'll sing this, or we recite this root text together. So then what is presented next is the result of the analysis being the antithesis of concepts. Antithesis meaning opposite. So the result of the analysis is the opposite of concepts, and that is presented in the following verse. Since ordinary beings are bound by concepts, and yogis free of concepts are released, this is the antithesis of concepts. This is the antithesis of concepts. Analysis is fruit the wise have taught.
Tajur ko na na to na lokpar chorpa kanyi bati te chuchin nambar chupan devar khepa nam ji sungpa junsin yu te
So we could put this in a logical format saying, given the fruit of analysis, this is the antithesis of concepts, because ordinary beings are bound by concepts, and yogis who are free of concepts are liberated.
Tan dekap sa nam yog gup jum sin tem pare. Number tan zin je number tok pa nam lok par jur wa am dok par jur jur ve nye bor. Tan zin je nam to lok par chu pa kan yin ba te Number two open driver in the same now. Then turn down Jersey, Hirap J, toni tin lambete repeta ketango.
So then what this presents is the way in which analysis is necessary, the reason for analysis being needed. It is that analysis is the remedy for the concepts which conceive extremes or cling to theoretical extremes. So the result of the analysis is the reversal or the ability to counteract these conceptual extremes. So through the analysis, one establishes certainty about genuine reality. One analytically clarifies genuine reality using precise knowledge.
Pena wong jong of la me pa la so pa kine gona nam do rak pa khe tu gre nam do rak pa mi ying wa rak pa khe te sem ne tu gre yin ya nam do chu pa za wa tham che che tu go ma re nam do ga za wa nam do ga sa wo che tu go ma re la ya nam do che gre.
So in doing a practice like the shamatha practice, one is able, through focusing on the inhalation and exhalation connected with breathing, one is able to pacify distraction and bring the mind to a state of rest in which there is no disturbance. However, in doing this, one has not cut the root of the concepts. One has not destroyed the conceptual seed. And since one has not gotten the conceptual seed, then the concepts will be able to arise again.
This is na. Namto thanzin che namto dopa thanzin che namto pa me che do namdo go bar jun sin kar sa na thanzin che ta wa mo po ta par ta wa ta che par ta wa la so pe namto te mi yor ta pa ta che pa ye pa ta me pa la so pa la hira che ta che tang te te da namdo gan zin ba yin do ran yin che ma do bar hi na te ne namdo pa.
So then, in order to be able to relinquish the conceptual arisal, the arising of concepts, in order to be able to reverse the concepts and completely eliminate their possibility of even arising, one has to engage in analysis. And through the analysis, then, one comes to the clear understanding of the that there is no basis for the concepts conceiving of the extremes. So the concepts have as their focal object the idea of there being permanence or lastingness, the idea of extinction, the idea of things existing, the idea of non-existence, being and not being, and so on. And through engaging in the analysis, one sees that the material of these concepts, the existence and non-existence, and so on, are naturally devoid of any validity. They have no existence, have no validity.
Wana namto te pangu bi jumsi gang yi nam yam na namdo la pangu bi jumsi yo na pangi pangu bi jumsi me na pang me me sam na te sam gra wa sam na namdo pangu bi jumsi so su che wo nam na tok pe chen so su che wo nam namdok jing de namdok jing namdok dam namdok cha dok jing namdok thape dam namdok traba na na chui de tene donga na so jong na wa re mato namjor pa na towar jos namdo tham che len de pe number mato be yi ngon to jor pe namjor pa Sip dongale drawan joga ti se na tene namdo pango namdo lendego.
Or one could put this in another way, could say, why give up concepts if one doesn't see any reason for giving up the concepts? Then of course one will not do it. So what is the reason for giving up concepts? The reason is that ordinary beings are bound by a concept. So Rinpoche said that the concepts for an ordinary being are like an iron chain in which one is bound. They're like a rope one is wrapped up in. They're like a...
Dam.
Takpadan chadrok dam.
Trava.
Trava. They're net. Like they're like a net one is caught in, and because one is caught in this net and bound in this chain and tied by this rope of concepts, one experiences continually all of the various sufferings and troubles of cyclic existence. Whereas yogis who are free of these concepts have the non-conceptual original wisdom, which is free of all that any number metope yishi wongi
number metope yishi namto tan tarte number metope yishi ngon de chobe namjor pa tan namjor ma cho khowale to de to de dise na sira namto yile ta chen
so that's the case for ordinary beings, whereas for yogis what the yogis have accomplished is the direct manifestation of, or the direct actualization of non-conceptual original wisdom, and which is through which they are freed of samsara.
Number matobi yi si jude kandre re se na namdo tamche lende pe ye he re te je he chu da chunyi number je pa le tene he pa chira ya bu yo re.
So then what is this non-conceptual original wisdom? It is the original wisdom which is completely exempt from or free from all forms of concepts. And this has been explained in detail in the text distinguishing phenomena and their pure being. So then, in doing the study of this text called Distinguishing Phenomena and Their Pure Being, one will come to understand properly what is meant by non-conceptual original wisdom. It will no longer be merely a name.
Tene nambar mato be yihi hepa la nambar mato be yihi se ne mengzan hepa tsang peng mare nambar mato be yihi ranga ngoi kang yin ba ta nambar mato be yihi jeng ga da am dok so kang yin ba hi na tene nambar mato be yihi ya bu hi re.
So then in coming to understand what is meant by non-conceptual original wisdom, it's also not enough merely to explain the literal meaning of the term. One has to understand the essence of non-conceptual original wisdom, and one also must understand what constitutes its opposites, or that which would be a diametrically opposed to non-conceptual original wisdom, or a pseudo form of it.
Tambe chu hiba te o kande yimba te gange turba gange Similarly,
in the explanation of the Holy Dharma, it's not enough to merely explain the terms, but what one has to come to understand is the way of acquiring a remedy for all of the various delusions which take the form of afflicted emotional states and suffering. And in understanding what constitutes a remedy for these, one will understand Dharma properly.
So
In treatises, analysis is done not because of clinging to debate, that beings be fully freed, the precise is taught. If in the explication of the precise, the works of others are quelled, there is no fault.
Oh yeah, that's again the capsule. Tenjula, Zobjon said, but you're not angry.
So then what this verse presents is the reason for studying the treatises. So this treatise that we're studying now, the Madhyamaka Avatara, is an example of a treatise to be studied, and this verse presents the reason why.
Gadro mambo se te keba sepate rikpe ke te gadro sepate tsoeba le chakpa ser tsoeba le hien jen chakpa ser tanda gadro sepa mare hana kange se ne sepa re tso le chakpa ser manze tsoeba le cha te yin se jen ba se do tene tanda manze ba re hana kange se re Namrur senate nitin, de pata la tate gumto. Sepa kamsong korvin kenwal and namba drove sena, de konani. De konani. De konani la repeke baseba. De konani de tegala le lao. Totova yomare. Repet take tam. Tam. To be here of sambe here of gombe here of somi in a totoma. Namrur sene te konani tembare. Karte teni number hebana. Karte tenju la lobjong se te tenju le te konani de kare. Te konani ton damba damba tongbani. Number hebana. Yen yong je parchola ni bami. Toni je taba gardar chopa. Ton dam tongbani dang kunzo teni nang sam juma malam tabra oma tenju le tenge yore. Tedan Gardar Chube, Yon Lokso, Hig cigarette. Hing the young Niba Yoma. Kanga said, is enough. Mupo nam de Nelo, Tundan, then the top of the chair, the guard of Seba Remato, Sebala chat the yin said, and the chair, the guard of Seba Mare. In the young tone, Tamba de Heba Capso, yinji yunlok tan tawa hek son na yang nipa yo ma re kunlong te yinji yin yin la no pa se be che do che pa ma re yinji te kona ni je tene te kona ni yang don tan be den ba to be che do che pa se ba yin be se na yin yong ki kwa tyo na ye ni ba ka ya ho ya.
So then the word by word explanation of this verse. The verse starts with Tenchu, meaning the treatises, the Madhyamaka treatises, in which there are many Gandrup, which means refutations and establishments, that is to say, many arguments refuting wrong views and establishing right views. And even though there are many of these types of argumentations engaged in, it is not done out of attachment to debate, in the sense that it is not done in order to merely refute others. It is not done out of a desire to harm others or to merely put them down. It is done, so then, nam drul sirna, in the second line there's one point too many, nam drul. This one point between the dro and the la should not be there. So it's not dro la, it's drul. Nam drul sirna, in order to liberate beings. So these arguments were not presented in a polemical spirit, merely wishing to get the better of the opponent, but they have been presented with the intention of liberating beings. And through the logical analyses conducted, then the deni, which refers to dekonani, the precise nature, the actual nature, the emptiness, which is genuine reality, has been presented. This presentation of genuine reality, the emptiness, is not something which is easily understood. It has to be examined using logic. And if one does not approach the understanding of the ultimate through listening, reflecting, and meditating, one will not be able to realize it. So it, in the explanation of this ultimate nature, then the works of others are quelled, that is to say, they're overridden. Their works are shown to be invalid. Nevertheless, this is not a fault. The fact that their works are destroyed, are spoiled, is not a fault, because the Madhyamaka texts present genuine reality as the ultimate truth, and present the fact that on a relative level, what appears is a mere deluded appearance, like illusion. In presenting this view of the ultimate and relative truth of things, one has not done this in a spirit of merely putting others down or winning a debate, but in order to demonstrate to them what is the precise nature of things, therefore there is no fault involved in spoiling their views, since through the analysis the others can come to understand the arguments explaining how things really are, and in this way be able to achieve liberation.
Teyang gombo lodopje oma zepe oma tsawa hirapta repato kyopa ta toni dunjo ba la sope oma tenju namle ngobo denbar do ba da rangi ke to par ndoe pe sirur pe tonta manda ba na tsokwa la tene recognize mangpo ting gakpa hajang mangpo jabare tene rande nangpa sanje petrom tha oma seda mawadan dode bla sobe tene ngopo denbar khe nemba khe lemba namla gakpa mangpo jabare recognize mangpo temba te ngopo rang yin je tropar khe lemba namla tene ngombo lodo maga te te teda serje nemba se do gakpa jaba mare ngopo rangin je tropar khe lemba te nam je rangin je madro pa tongpa ni tokpar sabe che do seva nin ji chen ko in lang de re kun ji te ba yin ba se na tene ngopo rangin je me pa ten ba le ten ko su yong lo che ta ba hing na tene ni ba yo ma re pen yo ba ni ba me pa ten la pen yo yo ba kar sa na ko su tan zin je ta ba hing na pen yo yo
So, for example, the guardian of beings, Nagarjuna, in a Madhyamaka text like the 60 stanzas on emptiness or the 60 stanzas of reasoning or the 70 stanzas on emptiness, refutes many non-Buddhist schools who claim that things exist with a substantial nature or exist essentially, and also in these texts, he refutes also the Buddhist schools such as the Vaibhashika and the Sautantrika, who also present outer objects as existing with a substantial essence. However, even though through presenting the view of genuine reality as being the emptiness of an essential existence for a phenomena, in doing so, he eliminates, completely overrides and wipes out the views held by these other schools. This is not a fault. In fact, it's a benefit, because in doing so, then the distorted idea of things as being existent, which have no true existence, is eliminated, and in ridding oneself of such a view, then one would be able to see the logic of genuine reality as constituting it, the emptiness of any substantial existence for things. So to get rid of such a view is not a fault, it's an advantage.
Since
clinging to one's own, and in that vein, unease with others' views are concept only, analysis which cures attachment anger is that which quickly leads to liberation.
Rang tawa la hingin chakbatam. Rang tawa lan chodan zende hingin chakbatam. Rang tawa lan chodan zende hingin chakbayona yinja tawa. To drop him besena yinja tawa la magave toka jayu. Take into yinja tawa la magava kong tope. Kong to Tela tute yinje tawala kongtowa, kongtowa namdo sarte, namjupa na nyodo trovan yor. Chutam che rang yinje madropa, tanzin je tawa yinyor ya muyor, tene madropa, tundan juzi je rekbe nambar jebe nanjor bada nanjor mane, nyodo sipen chenwa le trotogre. Sipen chenwa. Sipa, Sipan comes from Corvinella, Tanzania, Travala, Chuba, De, Yete, Tanzania, Namdoga, Travale, Dror, Togre.
So then the explanation of the verse is then attachment to one's own view means considering one's own view as being the best and therefore clinging to it. And what is then arises relative to that. Will be unease because of others' views, or being disturbed or excited or agitated or angry about others' views. That follows relative to attachment to one's own view. And since the attachment to one's own view, as well as the agitation one experiences with respect to others' views, are only concepts, then ridding oneself of this type of attachment and anger through analysis is that which enables the yogi, so the yogi and yogini who engage in this analysis establishing logically the genuine reality, are able to slip free of the net of the concepts clinging to extreme ideas, which keeps one bound. So through this analysis, one will quickly gain liberation from the net of concepts clinging to extreme ideas.
Tetavo rangatavale Tela tu te yinje tavala dam namdo te yang kyojin yimbar hakoto lamsang pang tugu mara lamsang pang gogu mara yine yang te kyojin yimbar hakowa ngohiba te katin.
So for a beginner in this process, to actually be able to rid oneself of attachment to one's own view or considering one's own view as the best, and the anger that arises relative to that, namely the anger with others' views, the displeasure one has with others' views, is very difficult to eliminate. It's not something one is able to do immediately, and it's not necessary to be able to do that immediately. What is important at this point is to understand and to understand that this is a fault, to understand that attachment to one's own view and relative to that displeasure with others' views is a fault, and to recognize when one is doing it.
Then Bravo Tanzing Jitawa the Kadupan Tugre Sena Tene Hirab Ji Jeba Tanzing Jitawa Namdok Muyol Hirab Ji Jeba Sede Jeba Yongsu Zoba Jeban Tarsimba Jeban Tarsimba Kapso Tene Tanzing Jitawa Letrova Jeba Zoba Tan Jeban Tarsimba Kokutuvong.
So then one could ask, when then will one be able to do this? And the answer is that one will be able to finally and definitely rid oneself of this attachment to one's own view and displeasure with others at the time when one has completely perfected and finalized one's analysis. So having gone through the entire process of analysis and brought it to complete perfection, then at that point, one will be able to completely rid oneself of this problem.
Tenen tartok tab jebab tharsen tab jebab zop kap so tenen tab jebab zop kap so jintang len deba khelin len deba meba len deba kap so tenen tanda thanzen je tab thanti le trobare thanzen je tab le trobare dekap so tenen rang tab alan cho de kembe nam do de yin je da tab le dam nam do le yang to do
So at the time when at the time when one has been able to completely perfect the analysis which logically establishes the genuine reality, and when one has completely perfected the analysis which cuts through the concepts attaching to extreme theories, then one will also at the same time have rid oneself of this type of concept connected with the extreme of considering one's own view as the best and based on that the displeasure with others' views. So then we'll sing from the beginning of this page, from the top of the page, including what Rinpoche explained yesterday.
So in
on the previous days, you didn't have the page to be able to follow Rinpoche's explanation word by word, so now we have the page so we can sing the actual words of the root text. So we also have to memorize this. So what is the reason why this has to be learned by heart? That is that male and female bodhisattvas who have a belief or conviction in the Mahayana Dharma must engage in 10 forms of Dharma training, and all of these have to be complete. And if one does not learn by heart, then these 10 forms of Dharma training are not complete.
So then,
what are these 10 forms of Dharma training? If one studies the fifth chapter of the Madhyanta Vibhanga, the text distinguishing the middle from the extremes, then one will get the detailed explanation of these 10 points, and then one will understand it well.